Okay, everybody, hope all is good. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel, a good and Erev Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shem will be an Erev Shabbos and a Shabbos full of quiet and peace for Am Yisrael. May our learning be in a schus for that, certainly. Now we had said the Mishnah that Hevi Ulo is a Tamid, right? We said that the Kohen Gadol Kartzo, he cuts it, he makes an incision, right? He cuts the Korban Tamid, and then he leaves it and someone else finishes off the Korban Tamid. And again, if you remember, that was the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph on the base. Again, it's continuing in the Yom Kippur service. Kohen Gadol would make the incision in the Korban Tamid. Someone else would finish the Shechita so that the Kohen Gadol could do the Kabbalah, right? The Kohen Gadol had to do all the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So he could do the Shechita and the Kabbalah of the Dam. So he made the incision and then would catch the blood, right? And someone else would finish the incision. Finish the shechita. So Gemara says, well, we're going to see exactly what that means, finish the shechita, because, you know, if a Kohen Gadol, someone other than the Kohen Gadol is finishing the shechita, so that implies that the Kohen Gadol didn't really do the shechita, so we'll see exactly how much he has to cut. Okay, that's what the Mishnah had said. So that's where we're at, the two dots here on Lama Beis and Beis. Heviu lo satamid kartzu. Gemara says, my kartzu. What does that word mean? Right, that he shechted, he cut, what is that? So Amar Ula Lishna de Katlahu, right? It's a language of death, of killing. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, my Kra, where do you get it from? So the Pasuk says, Agala Yefefiyah Mitzrayim, that your Eglo, meaning that Egypt is a very nice cow, Karetz Mitzafon Ba, but death comes from the north. This Pasuk is about Bavel eventually conquering Mitzrayim. So Bavel obviously was more northern than Egypt. So Gemara says, "My mashma." So where did you get that from? So where did you get that from? Meaning, what does that mean? What does that pasuk mean? So kidemetargimon kidemetargim Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef did the translation. Did the Aramaic translation of that pasuk? He explained that it's, what does that mean? Malka ye'e hava Mitzrayim. Egypt was a fair, beautiful, nice kingship. Kingdom. Again, obviously the Jews had their issues with Mitzrayim, but perhaps afterwards, right, it was still very beautiful and very, well built up, certainly in those days. But Amamim Ketulan Mitzafona. But there is murder coming from the north, Mitzafona Yesun Allah. I mean, there's a northern people who are going to murder and kill people are coming from the north, and therefore that's what's the Kartzu, that's the language of Karetz. So, okay, fine. So Gemara says, "Kartzu b'kama." Now that we understand exactly what that means, how much did Kohen Gadol cut? So Amar Ula Barov Shnayim. He did the majority of both. Shnayim, obviously, to do shechita, you have to cut both the trachea and the esophagus, right? The kana and the veshas. So Shnayim refers to two simanim, the two things that you have to cut for a shechita b'kasher. So the Kohen Gadol would cut the majority of the two, and that would make a shechita k'shera. Right? Rabbi Yochanan and also v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan b'rov Shnayim v'afrei shlagish savar b'rov Shnayim. Right? So everybody says it's the majority of the two simanim that have to be shechted when you do a shechita. The amar shlagish, as Rish Lakish said, v'chein mi'achas sheshaninu rubo shel echad kamohu.
Now, after we taught already, right, again, we taught that if you cut the majority of a siman, so that's like the entire thing, right? Echad, rubo shel echad kamahu, most of one is like doing it, like doing all of it, meaning that once you shecht the majority of either the kana or the veshes, so that it counts as if you shechted that item. So lama shenina rov echad be'ofer rov shnayim bebehema. Then why do you need to tell me that what's the minimum shear for a shechita, right? The majority of one siman by a bird and the majority of two simanim by a behema, by a cow? Well, obviously we know already, right? That rubo kakulo, right? Most of the siman is like shechting all of the siman. So the Gemara says lefisha shaninu, because we taught, well, we need to teach that because we taught something else. Because it says heviu as hatamid kartzo, right? Again, our Mishnah, right? They brought the Kohen Gadol, the Korban Tamid kartzo, he cut it umirak. Acher shechita al yado, and someone else finishes the shechita through someone else, and then v'kibel el zadam, right, v'zroko, and then the Kohen Gadol accepts the blood, it's part of the avodah, and v'zroko, and he sprinkles it on the mizbeach. So loch yachol, you might have thought lo meirak yehi pasul, that if the other Kohen didn't finish the shechita, So then, the shechita we apostle. So therefore, meaning that therefore has to teach us right that the rov echad ba'o for rov shnayim bebehema. The Gemara says, one second, yachol lo meir like a apostle. You're telling me, like I pointed out before, the problem with saying that another kohen finishes the korban, and if he doesn't finish the shechita, so then it's possible. What do you mean? Right, im kein havi le'avodah ba'acher. Right, if you're telling me that the second kohen finishes the shechita, and if he doesn't do that, then it's possible. That implies that the shechita that the kohen gadol did at the beginning was nothing. Right, and that then another kohen is doing the avoda. Rutsana, we learned in the Mishnah. It really probably should be the Tanya. What does that say here? Yeah, Vitanya, we learned in a Raisa, call avodas yom kippurim, inam ksheros el abo. Right, the Kohen Gadol has to do all the avodas. So if you're telling me that the second Kohen finishes the Shechita, that's the one that's ma'akev, so then the Kohen Gadol is not doing the Shechita. So the Chavi Kamar, so no, this is what Reish Lakish said you might have thought. Yachol yipasol midirabbanan. You might have thought that it's possible midirabbanan, so therefore the Kachshanino wrote Vachar Be'o for Rosh Shnei Vavahima. Therefore, you taught me what the Mishnah says, that the majority of one simon by a bird, the majority of two simonim by a behema, then everything is good, even midirabbanan. Okay, well then flip the question around. The afilu psula midirabbanan leka, right? If there's no problem, even midirabbanan, if the second coming doesn't finish the shechita, so then lama le lamarik. So then what's the point? Right? Why would you even insist on that happening? So Gemara says, mitzvah lamarik. It's a mitzvah to finish the shechita. Gemara doesn't explain why, but Rashi does. Right, he said the third line, Rashi, kedei lehotzi es adam yofeh, to make sure the blood comes out well, right, to make sure, we want to make sure you got a clean, open slice to get all the blood. So that's why they would finish the shechita. Okay, fine. Now, the rest of the daf is going to be this little statement that Abaye says in the name of Abba Shaul, which actually we recite every day if you say Korbanos. I used to not really be so machped about saying Korbanos, but to be honest, when Corona hit, so you know, there are certain tfilos that are mesugal to ward off a plague. One of them, obviously, is the Ketores, as Aaron in the Psukim, in Chumash Parshas Chukas, already right, brought Ketores and stopped the Magefa. And as well as, listening to Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Asher Weiss pointed out that reading the Parshas Akedah, apparently says in the Zohar that the Akedah was also a segula for warding off a plague. And so I kind of started getting in the habit of getting to Shul 5 minutes earlier. I probably should have done that anyway. But anyways, so if you do say Korbanos every single day, so this is something we say in between the Ketores and the list of the Korbanos. Right, some smack in the middle over there. And we're basically going to analyze this statement of Abaye, which basically lists the order of the Avoda every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. What came where? And again, it's going to be in the name of Abba Shaul. If you remember, Abba Shaul had a machlokas with the Chachamim. So Abba Shaul said that the cleaning out of all of the menorah, right? If you remember, we clean out 5 lamps of the menorah and then 2 lamps of the menorah. Gemara will talk about why that is. But Abba Shaul said that all of that happens before the Ketores. There's another sheet that said the Ketores came in between. Okay. Or is the Dama Tamed in between? Dama Tamed maybe in between. I don't remember. Okay, I have to do Chazara. But either way, this is Abishal Shita. Let's get into it. Abaye Misader Maracha Meshmed the Gemara Valibed Abishal. Abaye Misader Maracha said the order of the Maracha of the, literally the Maracha is the pile of wood and the fire on the Mizbeach, but the order of the procedure in the Beis HaMikdash, Meshmed the Gemara, in the name of, Rashi says the Gemara is Kula Yeshiva the Rabbanim the Beis Midrasha, all of the Rabbanim in the Beis Midrash, Valibed Abishal. And this is Abishal Shita, right? And he's, that's his order. Okay, so now Maracha Gedola Kedamis LaMaracha Shnei Shal Ketores. The big Maracha, the big pile on the Mizbeach. There were 2 piles of wood on the Mizbeach. One was the big one, which they used to burn all of the Korbanos, and one was a small one, which they used to take some ashes, some coals, right, so that they could use for the Ketores. That was the only purpose of the smaller pile of wood. So the big, you have the big pile, which is all the Korbanos. That would be before the kindling of the smaller pile.
meaning arranging the wood, really, rather. Maracha shnei shel ketores kodemes, the sidur shnei gizrei etzim, taking out, making sure there's wood on the small pile, would come before putting on the shnei gizrei etzim, the two big pieces of wood that went on the big pile of the big pile. Okay, the sidur shnei gizrei etzim that went kodem ladishon hamizbech, that was mizbech apanimi, that was before the cleaning out of the mizbech hazav. The ladishon hamizbech apanimi, that was kodem, that was before latavos chamesh neros, that was before cleaning out five of the lamps in the menorah. And the five neros was before the blood of the sprinkling, excuse me, of the korban tamid. And the sprinkling of the tamid was before the cleaning out of the last two neiros of the mizbeach of the menorah. And that was kodem the ketores. That was before the ketores. The ketores kodem la'ivarim. The ketores was offered before bringing the fats and the limbs of the korban tamid on the mizbeach. The ivarim la'mincha. The ivarim was brought before the korban mincha that was brought with the tamid. The korban mincha was brought before l'chaviten. The two the wafer type korban that Kohen Gadol brought every single day, the chavitim and nesachim. The chavitim were brought before the libations that came with the korban tamid, the nesachim and musafin. And if there was a korban musaf, so the libations of the korban tamid would come before the korban musaf, the musafin and the vazichin. And again, on, if we're talking about our Shabbos, so the korban musaf will come before the vazichin. The vazichin is really a reference to the entire procedure of the shulchan, which they would take off the bread and put on new bread, and they would also take off the vazichin, which held some ketores in it, some frankincense in it, and replace it and burn that stuff. Okay, so that would come after the korban musaf. Vazichin was before the tamid shel bein arba'im, before the korban tamid in the afternoon. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, v'ktir aleha chaveh hashlamim. What is the gemara darshan from that? Aleha hashlam kol hakorbanos kulam. Meaning that was the last thing that you would do. You would finish all. Meaning not the last thing you would do, but the last korban that you would bring would be the tamid shel bein arba'im. Okay. Now, just to point out quickly, Tosfos in Dibur Maskal Abaye points out that we're missing something. Right? We spent a decent amount of time talking about the Trumas Hadeshen. Right? Why is the Trumas Hadeshen not mentioned? That was done first. Right? The taking of some of the ashes on the Mizbeach, putting on the ground. Right, the ground swallowed it up. If you remember the Nisim and the Beis Hamikdash. So Abaye has two answers. Tosfos Dibur Maskal Abaye has two answers. That he says either A, because sometimes the Trumas Hadeshen on certain days was way before sunrise, right? Even though we said that Trumas Hadeshen is Tchilas Avoda, right? We pointed that out a couple times, that the Trumas Hadeshen was the beginning of the Avoda of the day. Sometimes we backed it up to Chatzos, sometimes even earlier, so therefore it wasn't listed. Or another answer is that that the Trumas Hadeshen's Iker Mitzvah is at night, and the rest of all this other stuff, the Iker Mitzvah certainly is during the day. But okay, fine. So that's the list that Abaye says in the name of the Rabbanim in the Beis Medrash, according to Abba Shaul. So now we're going to analyze and talk about all the stuff, why A came before B, C, D, etc. Amar Mar, we learned in a Braisa. Mar said the following. Maracha gedola kodemes la maracha shnia shel ketores min olam. How do you know that you put wood on the big pile before you put wood on the small pile on the mizbeach? Again, just the mizbeach was enormous, right? Again, just we often think of like a little tiny small mizbeach. The mizbeach was massive. You could walk around on top of it. So they had a very big pile and then a smaller pile, right, for the ketores. But either way, the tanya v'lo de rabaisa hi ha'ola al mongda al mizbeach kol alayla. Right, that pasuk is zu marachas gedola. That's talking about the big pile. Ve'isha mizbeach tu katbo. Right, that comes afterwards in the pasuk, zumarach hashnei shel ketores. That's talking about the small pile of wood, and that's why the big pile, right? The taking care of the wood on the big pile came before the small pile. Gemara says, okay, v'ipach, ana. So why don't you switch? Right? How do you know the psukim are talking about the big pile and the small pile? Right? Maybe it's talking about the small pile and the big pile. Right? Where do you see the order in the pasuk? That's the Gemara says, mistavra marach gedola adifa. No, it makes more sense that the big pile should come first, as you came kapara sa maruba, because the kapara, the atonement that you get by putting all these korbanos of all the korbanos of the day, right, that all goes on the big pile, so that's much more than the small pile, which was used for just the ketores. So Gemara says, adrabba, what do you mean? The opposite logic, right? Maracha shnia adifa, the smaller pile, it seems to be better, quote-unquote, more holy or whatever, should come first. Shekin machnisim imen lefnim, right? You bring some of that stuff, right, inside the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. So that seems to be pretty chashiv. So Gemara says, no. Afilu hachi kaparas meruba adifa. Now, I'll give you two answers why the big pile is better and should come first to the small pile. First of all, because still, many more kaparos are still more chashiv than once a year when you bring some of the coals from the small pile into the Kodesh Kodashim. V'ibarsim, another answer, well, ilo mishkach etzim ma'amar racha shnia, milo mayal me'amar racha gedola, me'amar racha gedola. Right? If, for whatever reason, in Yom Kippur, you would not have any more coals in the small pile, I guess maybe they didn't have enough water, or it was a windy day, or it burned up really quickly, whatever, so they would take coals from the big pile. So the big pile also, once in a blue moon, would also make its way into the Kodesh Kodashim, so therefore, the small pile is not any better than the big pile at all. Okay, second step. Maracha shnia shal k'teres kodemus the cedar shnegi zrei etzim. By putting wood on the small pile comes before the two big blocks of wood on the big pile. Minolan, how do you know the k'tiv? Because the pasuk says uviere aleha kohen etzim baboker aboker. Right, you put wood on it every single morning. Aleha v'lo al chavrita. Right, you put on it. Meaning the big pile, but not on the second pile. Right? You don't have to put that every single day. Mechal, but why? Because mechal deika lechavrita. Again, that pasuk says about the shnei gizrei etzim. Right? You put the two big blocks of wood on the big pile. You don't do that for the small pile. But mechal deisa lechavrita. Right? The fact that you have to talk about the small pile. So the small pile must exist already. Right? If you're going to put the two pieces of wood on the big pile and not on the small pile, that implies that the small pile is there already. So therefore, you put the two blocks of wood after you set up the wood on the small pile on the mizbeach. Skuba says, "Vayaleh mi barle legufei." Well, one second. You need to tell me that aleha, right? You can't learn it from the word aleha, uvir aleha, you burn on it, because that needs to teach me that you put the two blocks of wood on the pile itself. And so why are you learning something else? The Gemara says, you're right, trei aleha ksiv, excuse me, ksive. Really, there are two alehas, and therefore, right, you have one to teach me that you put the two blocks of wood on the pile, and one to teach me that it comes after the small pile on the mizbech. Okay, good. Cedar shnei gizrei etzim kodem l'adishin mizbech ha'panimi. Putting the two big blocks of wood on the big pile on the mizbech comes before cleaning out the inner the mizbech hazav, the inner mizbech. So Gemara says, afal gav dehacha ksiv baboker baboker vehacha ksiv baboker baboker. Even though by both of those avodas it says baboker baboker, you should do it every single morning. Still, afilu hachi machshir adif. Preparing something, machshir lahachshir, to prepare something for an avoda, that's adif, that's better, and therefore we'll do that first. So the shnei gizrei etzim, which prepares the pile for what's it calling? What are we talking about now? Meaning they're preparing the two blocks of wood on the mizbeach to prepare the stuff. One second over here, sorry. We'll say only because Rashi says, right, Rashi is interesting over here that I just noticed. One second. Because he says, Machshir adif ha-machshir v'matakin es ha-davar hazeh kodmo ve'itzim machshiri k'toris heim. Well, that's not talking about the k'toris. The two gizrei etzim went on the big pile, which is not for k'toris. Okay, I guess it must be talking about wood in general. Meaning, arranging wood, since that's a preparation for burning later, and even though Rashi says that wood is to prepare for the k'toris, and okay, seder. So basically, since you're gonna, putting the shnei gizrei etzim is a preparation for the avoda, and cleaning out the mizbech hazav is not, right? That's just part of the avoda that you could put the k'toris on without that. Even though you're cleaning out the ashes from the mizbech hazav was not a preparation for the avoda, so therefore you should put the shnei gizrei etzim first. So Gemara says, "Machshir ma'inihu." The Gemara says, one second, right? What kind of preparation are we doing? Shnei gizrei etzim, the two gizrei etzim. Va'amarta shnei gizrei etzim la'maracha gedola azli. So the Gemara asked that question, meaning that Rashi. Okay, so the Havamina of the Gemara seems to say that the two gizrei etzim. So Rashi was talking about the maskana of the Gemara, right? Meaning the Havamina of the Gemara. I apologize. Take a step back. The Gemara says, why do you do the two gizrei etzim before the ketores, before the clearing off of the mizbech hazav? The ashes off the mizbech hazav, because putting on the wood is a preparation for that avoda, and the cleaning off the ashes is not. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Putting the two blocks of wood goes on the main mizbech, right? That has nothing to do with the ketores. So that's, and what Rashi was saying, that the havamin of the Gemara said, was that, yeah, you're preparing by putting wood on the mizbech for the ketores. That's what the Gemara exactly asks, is that preparation has nothing to do with the ketores, that has to go on the big pile. So therefore, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, shum eitzim. No, yeah, we're talking about wood, right? There are a couple answers here. First of all, we're talking about wood, and wood being put on the mizbeach, it prepares for the avoda. Now, in a chanami, it's different wood that prepares for the coals that go on the mizbeach hazav, but still, wood comes first, all wood comes first. Right? Ravina says,
Since you, a different answer. Since you already started prepping the maracha, the big pile on the mizbeach, so you should finish it. Right? Anything you started, you should finish, and then go to a different avoda. Rav Ashi says, meaning that seems to be like a different answer. Meaning, like, forget the fact that it's a preparation. Right? You might as well finish what you started. So that's why the two gizrei etzim would come before cleaning out of the mizbeach hazav. Rav Ashi says, "Ilo mishkach etzim lamaracha shniya milo ma'al mimaracha gedola." He says, "No, this is probably the most direct answer. Is that the two big blocks of wood on the big pile of on the big pile of mizbeach? So that theoretically could be used for the mizbeach hazav. Then, if you run out of wood or ashes or coals from the small pile, you would take from the big pile. So technically, like I said, once in a blue moon, so the shnei gizrei etzim is preparation." To offer the ketores, because you would take coals from them if there were no more coals on the small pile, and therefore you should do that first. Okay, next part. V'dishum mizbech ha'pnimi kodem la'tavos chamesh neiros, right? Cleaning out the mizbech hazav came before cleaning out five of the lamps of the menorah. My time, why is that? Abaye says, Gemara gamirna svara lo yadana. Fascinating. I learned it's a Gemara, we have a tradition, but I don't know why. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the logic is. Rava, Amar Rava says, Kareish Lakish. I'll tell you, Reish Lakish said it. Amar Reish Lakish, in Mavir Nala Mitzvos, we do not pass over Mitzvos. But what does that have to do with anything? Well, the Gemara explains. When you come into the Kodesh, when you come into the Heichal, right, so, the Mizbech, Paga Bereisha, the first thing you hit is the Mizbech Hazav. Right, the Tanya, because we learned in Abraisa, Shulchan Batzafon, the Shulchan was in the north, Moshuch minakotal shtei amos umechza, 2.5 amos away from the wall. Menorah bedarom, the menorah was in the south. Meshuch minakotal shtei amos umechza, right, 2.5 amos away from the wall. The mizbeach hazav mimutza. It was in between them, equal parts between them. The omed beemtza, and okay, it stood in the middle. Umoshuch klape chutz kima, and it was a little bit klape chutz towards the exit, meaning towards the outside, meaning. The Kodesh faced the east. You could enter and exit by the entrance to the Kodesh, and then obviously the Kodesh Kodashim, but was to the east. So basically, you had the Shulchan in the north, the Menorah in the south, the Mizbeach in the middle, but it was pulled out a little bit towards the entrance. So therefore, the first thing you would get to, if you walked in a straight line, right, when you came into the Kodesh, into the Heichal, you would end up touching or coming close to the Mizbeach. So instead of passing over the Mizbeach to do something else, right, Im Avir Nala Mitzvos, we don't pass up an opportunity to do a mitzvah. The Gemara just says parenthetically, Venokma Lehadaihu, why don't you put the Mizbeach Hazav smack in the middle of the Shulchan and the Menorah? Why did they peel it off a little bit towards the entrance so that it's a triangle and not just in a line? So the Gemara says, Kevin dechtiv es ha-menorah nochach ha-shulchan, since the Pasuk says the menorah is next to the shulchan, b'inan dechazu ha-dadi. It doesn't mean that they should be literally next to, but it means that they should be able to quote-unquote see each other. So therefore, you need to pull the shulchan off a little bit towards the exit. Okay, fine. Amar Rava says, Shema minat midrash lakish, avuri dara atotefta aser. Fascinating application, and it's something that's shayach for nowadays. We see from Reish Lakish's Shita, right, this concept of Eimah Avirin Ala Mitzvos, that Aburi Dira Atotefta Aser, that going past literally means to pass over the Dira, the arm, Atotefta, for the head, for the tefillin on the head, is Aser, meaning to bypass the arm tefillin. For the head tefillin, right, to go past, to put that on head on first, right, is Aser, is inappropriate, as Rashi explains, right? Because again, you when you are going to, let's say you're using your right hand to put on your tefillin, like most people, you put your tefillin on the left. So what does the right hand come close to first? Right, the arm is closer to the hand than the head. So don't pass over the arm to put the head tefillin on first. Right, that goes on. The arm tefillin goes on first. So Eichi Avid. So how do you put it on? Maybe how do you put on tefillin? So obviously, as you know, right, Midara Lo Totefta. Right, first you put on the arm, and then you put on the head. Tosos has a very fascinating, a very sharp point, and that was all Rashi's understanding of what this Gemara means. Tosos says, I don't understand. The Torah says, the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk, teaches me how to put on tefillin. Right? The Pasuk we all know, right? V'kshatem le'os al yadecha, v'ayulat ha'tefos v'ninecha, right? Tie them on their arms and put it between your eyes as a sign, right? What comes first? Arm and then head. What are you talking about? What do you need this whole fancy dress for? In Mavir and Alamitzos, that's how you put on tefillin? The pasuk says. What do you mean? So Tosa says, what is this pasuk? What is this talking? This Gemara talking about? It's how you, and this is also brought down the halacha. No doubt you're familiar. Is that how you put your tefillin back? Is what you should do, right? Meaning in Mavir and Alamitzos, because when a person puts, makes sure to put the tefillin in backwards, put the head, tefillin shal rosh first, and then put the tefillin shal yad. So that when you put it on, the first thing you touch, the first thing you come to is the tefillin shel yad. Right? And then you don't pass over the tefillin shel yad in your bag to get to the tefillin shel rosh. Okay, again, how do you read the Gemara exactly? That's already a little bit more difficult, but that's Tosfos and Rashi over here in terms of what exactly Rava means. Okay, fascinating. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now, Tavash Chamesh Nerosh Kodem L'damatame, you take out the five lamps and the menorah, so that's before sprinkling the blood of the korban tamid, v'dam hatamid kodem l'tavash shnei neros, and the blood of the sprinkling of the blood is before cleaning out the other two menorah lamps. My time, why do you put something in between the two? So Rabbi says that baboker the shnei gizrei etzim, right? The baboker that the pasuk says by the two gizrei etzim, the lo tzricha. We actually don't need that, right? We actually don't need that pasuk. As Rashi points out, we said before because we have the logic of that the putting the shnei gizrei etzim is a machshir, is a preparatory act for the avoda of the ketores. So you don't need the pasuk to teach me that you have to do it before cleaning off the mizbech hazav. So you have those words are extra now. So Abaye says, so those two words now shadinu lahacha, you bring it over here, meaning you bring it over to cleaning out the mizbeach, the menorah. You can hear probably in the background some army helicopters going overhead. It's a shame, everybody should be okay. But that's not like an uncommon occurrence. I just wanted to point it out. Anyway, that happens in general, not only during these difficult times. Shadinu l'haka, right? Again, so put it over here by the menorah, by the cleaning of the menorah. So chad, one baboker, meaning one baboker, shadi la'tavos chamesh neros, that's for the five lamps of the menorah, to the kadmi the dama tamid, that come before the sprinkling of the blood of the korban tamid, v'chad l'shadi dama tamid, the nekadmi la'tavos shtei neros, and one to teach me that the sprinkling of the blood comes before cleaning out the other two lamps of the menorah. So the Gemara says, so chad shadi la'tavos chamesh neros, to look me Dama Tamid, meaning, so what does that do for you, says Abaye? So one, you take one baboker for the cleaning of the five lamps of the menorah, so that's the hakatla. So now you have three times it says baboker by the menorah, the hakatre, and it only says twice by sprinkling the blood of the korban tamid. So 3-2, right? We win. You do the menorah before the tamid. V'chad shadi l'dama tamid, and one you give to the sprinkling of the blood of the korban, right? The nekadme latavos shnei neros, and that comes before cleaning out the other two lamps. Afal gav de hakatrei, even though, well, that's really 2-2, still you have something that will kind of win out, is mechaper adif, something that is a mechaper, right? That the what's it called, the avoda on the korban tamid, right? Is a mechaper, is a kapara, right? The korban ola, or certain, like say for someone who is who's mevatel nasei, korban tamid is mechaper, right? The menorah is not mechaper at all. The korban tamid is mechaper, so that comes first. So I'm like, Rapapa labai, Rapapa said labai, what are you talking about? Emachad shadye l'dishim is mechapnimi. Why are you just randomly applying these babokers to tell me that this is the order? Why don't you take one baboker for taking the ashes off of the mizbech hazav, and then put that before sprinkling of the blood, the hakatlasa, the hakatre, because then you would have 3-2, and you should take off the ashes before sprinkling the blood, right? 3-2, 3 wins. The shadi the dama tamid, and then you would give one baboker to the sprinkling of the blood, right? The nikom latavos chamesh neros, to do before the five, right, even before anything with the menorah, the afogav, the hakatrei, v'hakatrei, to mechaper adiv. And then, because even though that's 2-2, you could use the same logic of the mechaper comes first. So why didn't you learn like that? So it says, imkein, afsuke, b'mai, mifsakta lehu. Well, if that's true, then you're putting the blood in between, the blood is, sprinkling the blood of the korban tamid is before cleaning out of the five lamps, so that
then you have nothing to separate the cleaning of the five lamps and the cleaning of the two lamps. So the Gemara says, Hanicha le Reish Lakish to Amar Lama Metivin v'chozer Metivin. But that only works according to Reish Lakish, who says you don't have to really. What's the point of doing five and then two? Right, to get Kedei LaHargish Kol HaZara Kula, just to get everybody excited, meaning to give out more tasks, but you don't really need to have something in between them. Right, so Shaper, so that all would work out. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Baboker Baboker Chalkei L'Shnei Bekarim, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says he learns the Baboker Baboker by the Menorah to teach me that you have two quote-unquote mornings, meaning that you should do first, you should have a morning, right? Morning is the first thing you do. You should have two firsts. You should have, first you should clean out the five, and then you should clean out the two, right? You should do it, you should split it, right, with something in between, right? So my Ikol Neymar, so what are you going to say? So it must be that you have the sprinkling of the blood, the Korban Tamid, right, is before the finishing of the menorah, before the two, cleaning out the two lamps of the menorah. Okay. Now, just to finish up a little further here, just before Shabbos here, Abaye and Rapapa are both explaining that Baboker Baboker by the two Gizrei Eitzim is extra. So Gemara says, one time, what do you mean? Why is it extra? Amalei Ravina Le Ravashi, Hai Baboker Baboker Ba Eitzim Mimi Aser. Who said that this Baboker Baboker of the Eitzim, right? We've explained that the Eitzim come before the cleaning out of the Mizbech Hazav because it's a preparatory, it's a machshir, it prepares for the Avodah. So therefore, the two words baboker baboker are extra. Ravina said to Ravashi, "Why are they extra? Hami bailei the gufe, right? You need it for it's only for the shnei gizrei itzim to come rachmana nekad mulamaracha shnei ashagatores to teach me that it comes before the preparing of the second pile." I said, Gemara Amarle, so I mean the second pile on the mizbeach for the ketores. So Amarle, v'lav mi okimna, right? What are you talking about? Right, we already explained that that's not true. Right, that's not what doesn't come first. Right, alev lo chavrta. Right, and michal de isa lechavrta. Right, if you remember, if you're paying attention at the beginning of the daf, right, the shnei gizrei eitzim don't come before the preparation of the small pile on the mizbeach. Right, the small pile on the mizbeach first comes first because the pasuk said, what's the aleha? Well, they said you should put on it, meaning you should put the two gizrei eitzim on it, on the big pile, before the small pile, implying that the small pile already exists, right? So we had that drasha. I said, no, it's simply not true, right? What you're saying, Ravina, that the shnei gizrei eitzim actually comes after the preparing the small pile, and the words baboker baboker do not teach me that the small that the shnei gizrei eitzim comes before putting the wood on the small pile on the mizbech. Okay, shkoyach kol derabosei. We'll stop here. Have a tremendous Shabbos. Hopefully, a quiet Shabbos, a peaceful Shabbos, a Shabbos with Hashem will be zochah to prepare properly for Kabbalah Satorah on Sunday night. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.